Well, good morning, good morning, good morning out there to everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, but currently I am on the 210 freeway heading home from Extravaganza, where I'm telling you God showed up in a mighty, 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 mighty way. And I just thank God for his presence. I thank God for allowing us all to come together to worship him, to fellowship with him, to lift him up, to feel his presence, to be in his glory. And I just praise God for each and every one of you. You have just dialed into the Master's Call on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. See, we have to do it together. See, the teamwork, as Dr. Vanessa would say, makes the dream work. So together, we can do whatever we need to make happen, not just by ourselves, but know that we have sisters and brothers on this. In the lives of his people. Did someone call me? Okay. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And I thank God for their yes. I thank God for them allowing us to tap into their vision. The scripture reference that was given for the vision can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord." And in the morning, our prayer comes before you. See, in the morning, we go to the Lord in prayer. We lift him up. We cast all of our burdens upon him because why? He said he wanted to give us rest. So we just thank God for this vehicle here. And when you call in because the mission statement of this call says that your lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are getting ready or have already started your day. We have a website for this call, and that can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send us an email, you could send it to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than a Christian-based health and wellness company that is truly changing lives all over the world, and that company is called Artist International. So many of you, we have the opportunity to meet in Henderson, Nevada, and we just thank God for each of you. We thank God that we were finally able to connect the faces, Jackie and Angela and Christine and so many of you. I'm not going to name all the names, you know, but we just thank God for you. We will be calling out the names throughout the week, so just listen for your name to be called. And we welcome all of the new listeners to the Master's Call. We pray that this call will be a blessing to you as it has been to us. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask right now if my sister would come on the line right now and open this call up in a word of prayer. Are you there this morning?
Yes, Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And the angels are encamped around each and every person that's traveling back to their destination in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to come before you early in the morning and to seek you, Lord God, so that our lives can be enriched in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, as we go forward this day, we thank you that the airway is clear, Father, for those that are traveling, for those that are listening to the call, for those that are in flight, Father God. There will be no type of distractions in the name of Jesus. The call will come through clear. It will be accurate, Father, and your people will be able to hear, thus saith the Lord, through your minister this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. for their faithfulness to you, for their sensitivity to your voice, Lord God. And because of them coming to you, seeking you, Lord God, we now have this call that has been birthed, and it has been a blessing to each and every single one of us. And, Lord God, we also thank you for the faithfulness of the Diaz de Leon family, Father, because of what they have done, because they, too, listen to the voice of their good shepherd, Father. We have Artists International. Lord, I thank you for the speaker that is going to come forward. I thank you that she is a blessed woman of God. I thank you that Dr. Vanessa is an anointed woman of God. I thank you that she is faithful to you and faithful to her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that she's faithful to this call, Father God, and she's faithful to each and every single one of the prayer intercessors, Father, because she mentors us and she loves us. So without further ado, Lord God, I thank you that this call is clear and concise. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us and opening us up in prayer this morning. God bless you, my sister. So at this time, it's time for the word of the Lord. And our speaker for this morning is a founder of the Master's Call. Many of you have saw or had the opportunity to meet with her over the last few days in Henderson, Nevada. She is still currently at the Lowe's Lake Resort, which is a fabulous resort in Nevada. And so this morning, it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you a prophetic, practical teacher of the Lord Jesus Christ. She is a pastor. She is a daughter. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is a mentor. She is Mother Eagle, as we call her, because she is truly allowing us to no longer be chickens, but to have that ego mentality. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for her faithfulness and her dedication. And I just thank God for creating her and allowing her to be fearfully and wonderfully made. At this time, it is my privilege to turn this call over to none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for that warm introduction and also your diligence as you were driving down the road. And as Minister Robin said, we wish you extreme traveling mercies and send forth the angels of God around your car and everyone traveling back. I am here still in this lovely city and beautiful hotel here in Henderson, Nevada, Las Vegas, and I tell you, it's just been an awesome time. I am so full from this artist convention, this extravaganza. It has been such a blessing, a divine appointment, strategic opportunity to hug and greet and meet and connect and fellowship with so many of our fellow artist distributors, to our entire Master's Call family. I just send and extend the warmest of greetings this Monday morning, thanking God for each and every one of you, because this call is truly about the Master. Dr. PK and I were humbled in so many ways from that simple yes. So many of you all came up to us and let us know how this call has influenced and been a blessing to your lives. And we are just the vessels, the instruments, and just honored that God chose us. And I tell you, Dr. PK was so, so blessed. Just have to give a praise report. They celebrated her husband, Elisha David Roberts, and literally, she has a new title with artists, and I know we're going to get her on the call to tell a little bit more about that this week, but some exciting things are happening in our company. Going to encourage everybody to go to your back office with new products, new opportunities. Just an exciting time to be that minister in the marketplace. And I tell you, when I say God is using us as we surrender, as we align ourselves strategically, this company loves the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even concluding the conference, Papa Diaz de Leon called all the pastors on the stage. See, when you have a company, a business, an organization that makes it clear from beginning to end that it's about the Lord, and had us made it clear that this is a call, that this is a company that wants to be covered by the blood of Jesus, and to see the men and women of God come on stage and ask for prayer and prayed over us, prayed over the company, prayed over the people of God. Oh, it's an exciting time. Those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists, we are so strongly encouraging you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and find out why this is not just a good idea to be a part of the Artists International family. It truly is a God idea. Well, there is a continuing word from the Lord this morning, but as I have been doing every time in this month of March and in this season of Lent, we are on our 20th day. For those of you who began this journey of consecration during this Lent season that began back on February 22nd, on this 12th day of March, we're on our 20th day. We have asked our entire Master's Call family to give up something. For some of us, it's TV, movies, the computer, Facebook, whatever is a real sacrifice, and to spend that time in focused prayer, in intercession, and to write down seven things that you're believing God for. Well, we're a little over halfway, so it's definitely not too late for you to commit to paper, Habakkuk 2, write the vision down, and then put a scripture to it of what you're believing God to do in you and through you during this time of consecration. And we know we're going to have some awesome, awesome praise reports coming from this corporate time of bombarding heaven with us, said the word of the Lord. We also are celebrating this month of March, which is a National Women's Month, where we celebrate the accomplishments, the role, the contributions that women have made, just like in February, because there was not a time when the history of African Americans were celebrated. Dr. Carver G. Woodson started off with a Negro History Week, and it evolved to a month. Well, the same thing with women. It started on it in Sonoma, California, as a Women's Week. It evolved to a month, and it wasn't until 1987 that it was officially recognized. And this year, the theme is education with women, and it's celebrated all around the world. And we wanted to make sure that we stay current and what, utmost stay relevant. And so in these next 1 or 2 minutes, I want to highlight some matriarchs in the Word. The women have had a strategic role in the Bible. In most of our churches, especially in America, unfortunately, 60-70% of the church is women, and we're praying in our brothers to get in position. But let's highlight some of the women of the Bible this morning. Many of us know, and we study Hannah of the Bible, was truly a virtuous woman. She was a woman of powerful prayer and faithfulness in keeping her promises to God in 1 Samuel. See, she teaches us the proper way to approach and view our troubles and our adversities and remain consistent till you get your breakthrough. Well, another one where we learned sometimes what not to do is Lot's wife. Lot's wife made a fatal mistake, and it cost her her life. She was caught between a struggle with the world and the Lord, and she succumbed to the world. How many of us have a little Lot's wife in us? Remember, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. What about Lydia from the Bible? There is only a few verses in the Bible regarding Lydia, but what insight they give us. And we remember she was a great woman of business and commerce and virtue, a woman of purple. She's truly our example of a minister in the marketplace. What about Martha and Mary? The Bible story of Mary and Martha is perhaps one of the most familiar for women. See, it's easy to identify with Martha and much harder to keep close to the Lord, just like Mary. To work for the Lord is a good thing, or nothing would be accomplished, but not at the sacrifice of doing the God thing with our deep love for Christ. And then lastly, let's talk about Ruth and Naomi. In that story of Ruth and Naomi, we see how God blessed both of them. We learn how Naomi mentored Ruth. We see the devotion and the dedication Ruth had for Naomi. And we see how the favor of God was then bestowed upon Ruth with Boaz, allowing her, a Moabite, to become part of the lineage and the legacy of the Bible. So we're excited in this Women's Month. We've been asking you every time, celebrate the women in your life. Hug somebody today and let them know, especially who influenced you, who guided you, who poured into you, that you appreciate them. It's so nice to encourage others. And, you know, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And in this Women's History Month, we want to celebrate all the sisters. Amen. Well, we've been doing a series called Core Values, Ethics and Leadership Based on Godly Principles. Core Values, Ethics and Leadership Based on Godly Principles. And the acronym that the Lord has dropped in my heart for CORE was Centered on Right Ethics. Centered on Right Ethics, the core of a matter. And then we just simply said, just do the God thing. Just do the God thing. See, the world says just do the right thing. But, see, we choose to do the God thing because it will always be right in the sight of God. See, right has almost become relative in some people's mind. But we want the God thing based on what the Bible says. And our text scripture for this series that we've been teaching has come out of Mark 4. In verses 4 through 7, very familiar passage where the seed is referred to as the Word of God. In Mark 4, 4 through 7, where some seed fell on the wayside and the birds of the air came and devoured it. So some fell on stony ground in that first verse 5, and it sprang up because it had no depth in the earth. We're trying to teach all of us to get a rooted and grounded walk in Christ, get the Word rooted and grounded in our heart, where you don't have to run to a Bible because the Bible, the Word, is inside of us. In verse 6, when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Too many times, instead of us shining the light and overtaking the darkness overtakes us. And that seed, that word, gets snuffed and choked out by the thorns. But other seed fell on good ground, and it yielded a crop, and it sprang forth and increased and produced some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. We've been talking about that in our core values of network marketing. We talked in the past about being self-employed and how it shows how disciplined we are or how undisciplined we are. And we have to have the core values of discipline and being that minister in the marketplace of keeping the main thing, working on our interpersonal skills. We took time to talk about way before corporate America, the Bible taught about time management in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. The Bible taught about strategic planning in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 10. Oh, the Bible strongly teaches about conflict resolution in Matthew 18, that verses 15 through 17. The Bible even teaches about goal setting, that Habakkuk 2, 2 through 3 in Proverbs 21, verse 5. We talked about with core values, excuse me this morning, always being coachable, teachable, and utmost duplicatable, having the right attitude so that you can soar to higher altitudes, core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. Just do the God thing. Core, centered on right ethics. Then we talked about network marketing, of being that minister in the marketplace so that it could help you achieve time freedom as well as financial freedom. See, many of us may have some finances, but we don't have the time. Our jobs consume, our careers consume so much of our time. Or we have time, but we don't have the finances to accomplish our God-given assignments. And so through this tool, through this vehicle of Artists International, of the health and wellness, of getting healthy on the inside, providing all that's needed, and starting a generation of financial wealth. We talked about the pivotal key for the process as we go through our journey of doing the right thing is how we achieve our freedom. Are we planting the right seeds to ensure a godly harvest from Proverbs 14, 12 through 14. again, with the right core values, we're going to do it based on godly principles. We talked briefly last time about how some of us just need to simply repent because we've planted some wrong seeds, and we need to pray for some crop failure in our lives. Unfortunately, we've had weed killers of manipulation, weed killers of the holy hustle. Well, you know, when we're spiritualizing, stealing, and doing things that are not ethical in the sight of God. Weed killers of dishonest recruiting, enticing prospects away from their original presenters. Weed killers of bringing in new people for numbers and then not staying, like I call myself, Mother Eagle, to nurture them so that they survive and accomplish great success. The core values, operating in ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. So today, in these next 5 minutes, I want to cover the core values must come from the Word of God, not our opinions. Core values must come from the Word of God, not what we think, not what we feel. Yes, God gave us an emotional realm of will, intellect, and reason, but it must submit to thus saith the Word of God. And the roadmap, the ingredients that produce the core values that glorify God, they come from the Word, and it starts in Galatians 5. We always refer to the fruit of the Spirit because we know the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God. And when you're an ethical person, you will exemplify in your actions, in your words, in our deeds, it'll exemplify the character of Christ. You will be the living epistle. Our actions, our attitudes will reflect and plant the fruit that will remain. We'll have that first fruit, especially the agape love in 1 Corinthians 13. We talk about it all the time because it's something we got to work at. Our flesh wants its own way. Our flesh can be a little self-centered. That's because that's part of this realm we have to exist in, and we have to climb higher spiritually and choose to operate in the agape love. Because it'll make us plant seeds that'll produce great fruit. It'll produce ethics that glorify God and not just copy the world. See, especially the corporate world, but our godly ethics should conform the world to be more like the church. We need to stop having the church try to imitate the world, but have the world want to be like the church. Our core centered on righteousness. Ethics, Jehovah Tiskanu, an artist becomes a tool that God wants us to show the world how to operate with godly ethics, not us bringing in the greed and the ungodly ethics into our lives and our business. For example, we don't become so territorial like the world and that we don't want to help others who may not be in our direct success line. You know how some folks like, well, what have you done for me lately? Before I help you, how is this going to benefit me? I plant the seeds. Some plant, some water, but God will get the increase. Some choose to plant different kinds the seeds and truly create a family that helps each other, truly understanding the team concept. Remember, there's no I in team. Together, everyone achieves more. And really mean it in your decorum and your decorum, how you carry yourself. We see everyone as a part of our family. We don't misuse others to get ahead like the corporate world, and they'll do it so easily. We have to practice godly ethics. Be God's minister in the marketplace. Be God's living epistle of godly ethics, godly character in the marketplace. And lastly, remember, it really is just nice to be nice. Honey goes so much further than vinegar. In other words, for some of you right now, notify your face. All is well in 2012. Smile. It takes so much more muscles to frown than to smile. Create an atmosphere even when you don't feel like it. Some spiritual things happen. Some literally physical endorphins are released. Choose joy. Joy is a spirit. Joy is a fruit. Joy is a force. Choose the joy of the Lord. Let's talk about what it takes to be an effective leader. First, we really do need to lead by example, living and not just speaking godly principles, following instructions, submitting. That's not a cuss word, to submit. It is a key part of being a good leader. If you can't be a good father, follower, guess what? God, not the devil, is not going to promote you to lead. All of us must be have a heart and a posture where we are willing to submit. A part of good ethics is following and having correct protocol. Many have to be taught and reminded that all really does mean all. For example, when we're asked to do something by the leader, a person in authority, when he or she says everyone, that means us too. All really does mean all of us should obey. Simply a leader from the platform can say, everyone stand up. You can see some folks sit there and fold their hands, and it's not that they can't get up. They're making a choice. And you want to wonder why when you want to do something, everybody won't come in and join in with you because you planted those seeds, my brother, my sister. Again, following instructions, submitting is a key part of being a good leader. Go on this morning and say amen or oh me. Ethical leadership will always include an atmosphere to be coachable, to be teachable, and then choose to be duplicatable. Ethical leadership will mirror godly discipleship. Let me say that again. Ethical leadership will always mirror godly discipleship. It means we're constantly developing others in a very deliberate way to work ourselves out of a job. We are always developing leaders who will develop other leaders, passing on the baton. See, Jesus poured into 12, who poured into 120, who poured into thousands. And here we sit celebrating Christianity all these years later. We want to work our way out of a job. We want to pour into others and duplicate the process and make sure you're always mentoring someone. So in closing, remember it starts with having the right core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. Just do the God thing. Core, centered on righteous ethics. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
I certainly can, my sister.
Great, great, great. Thank you for that powerful word, continuation. Core values, ethics, and leadership, godly principles. And I'm telling you, those. I wrote down six things that she said. Lead by example. And that's not just one of us, but every one of us on this line this morning is a leader. We're a minister in the marketplace. That means that when we go out our door, we don't depend on anyone else to do it. You said follow instructions. You know, I heard this weekend over and over again that the vision has already been given to you. You don't have to change it. Just be duplicatable. Submit, she said. Be coachable, be teachable, and once again, be duplicatable. So if we do those things, then truly our lives will change, our pathways will change, our footsteps will change, and God will continue to do great things in our lives. So at this time, will my sister come to the phone right now and close us out in the word of prayer? Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Close us out. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Good morning. Good morning to the Master's Call family. Good morning to everyone. Let us go to the throne. Father God, we thank you this morning. We come before you this morning as humbly as we know how. Father God, we thank you for this new day that you have given us. Lord, we thank you for the shepherd who has come and given your word today. We thank you, Lord God, that not only is her teaching received on today, God, we receive this word and we believe, God, and we declare that it falls on good ground, hallelujah, so that we're able to yield the crop, yield the harvest, oh Father God, that you call forth, oh Father God, 30, 60, and 100-fold, oh Father God. We accept this word. We bind this word, oh Father God. We seal it with the blood of Jesus on this morning. Father God, we ask you that you will sharpen our vision and increase our understanding, oh Father God, that we will use these core values, oh Father God, coming back to your word, oh Father God, as our foundation. God, we lift up for you this morning our prayer request, oh Father God. We ask you that you will be with those who are on our list. We can't call all the names, oh Father God, but we ask you to bless Angel, oh Father God. We pray for her mother for complete healing. For Helen Barber, oh Father God, is her name. Marie Preston and her family, oh Father God. For Dorothy Cook, oh Father God. For Minister Robin and her employees, oh Father God. Those that work with her, Father God. Gwen Beatty, oh Father God, for total healing and restoration, God. We thank you right now for even those prayer requests that are on the line. oh, Father God, for those who have been submitted that we cannot call by name. But, God, you know every need, oh, Father God. And your word said that you should supply all of our needs, oh, Father God. And by your stripes, we are already healed. So we will declare and decree right now that the plans of the enemy have been cast down, oh, Father God. And we thank you that your word shall go forth, and it will never return unto you void. So it will do what it was set out to do. Lord God, we thank you for Artists International. We ask you to bless that family, oh, Father God, who was obedient to your call, and all of those who are associated with them, oh, Father God. We ask you again to bless the founders of this call, the master's call, oh, Father God, who are obedient to your word, to your call, oh, Father God, to give us this opportunity to come before you every morning and give you praise and give you honor. We ask you to bless everyone that is associated with the call, everyone that is under the sound of my voice today, oh, Father God. We thank you for their attendance, God. We thank you for their ears, oh, Father God. We thank you for their willingness, God, to do your work today. Hallelujah. We declare that these things will be so. All is well in 2012. We thank you that it is done. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray, God. We send you these prayer requests, oh, Father God, at this time, believing with expectation, God. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for closing out this call in prayer and sealing the word of God this morning. Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer this morning. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for the new series on core values. God, may God bless you. And to each of you who have dialed into this call on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday, we thank God for your presence here. We pray that if you're traveling, that God's angels of protection will travel and take charge over the vehicle or the vessels that you will take this day or the next days this week. And as you go out your house, as you go out your door this day, remember that you are a leader and that you are a great minister in the marketplace. So accept, obey the will of God, and we will hear you on this line on tomorrow. To God be the glory for the things that he is doing in our lives. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye for now.